You remember, I always tell you coming obstacle, Ye Zhang. So now, Xuan Hua have actually written down three, but he didn't explain. This one, I explain one. So the way they actually subdivide it is quite good, quite interesting. But there is something that is not there. Yeah? So first one is, the first karmic obstacle is retribution. Means karmic retribution. You know what is retribution? It come back to you. So this one is primary one, of course. What type of DNA you are born into? Because this one is karmic retribution. Means your parent, you cannot choose one. Unless you are a great being, a bodhisattva. Or Samasambuddha or whatever. Otherwise, you don't have a choice. Karma design. So once your parent is determined, primary retribution, the DNA coding all there already. But not everything is destined. Because all the siblings within the same parent, they may have different karma. Understand? So DNA could be quite similar, but not necessarily all the same. So this primary retribution is like your DNA, your physical appearances, all is already decided when karma decides who your parent is. But your great being is different, understand? You will have that parami or that virtue to decide on who your parent is. Like this line, my parent, decided by my nature. But these two that become my parent, they also need to have that DNA and all those things that I need. Understand? That's why you come differently. If I don't have that nature, then this one decided by karma, no bargain already. Understand? No other factor can influence. That DNA is fixed already. Depend on the karmic and all those things. So primary retribution, DNA, this one, you can't do much to it. Yeah, you don't take care of karma, this is the outcome. Then dependent retribution means your living condition. So if you have the good, what they call parami, like generosity, also, then you have given to your children a lot of inheritance, other things. Then in return, you will receive inheritance. Then your living condition all will be different. You will be born into a family with a parent that has all these things. So these are primary and secondary or dependent retribution. Okay? The next one is very interesting. The next one is activity, means your career, what you do. But here they miss out one. Implied karmically conditioned livelihood obstacle, like you have a lot of karmic obstruction while working and living your life. So maybe it can come under living your life. That karmic obstruction, activity obstruction, when you look for Dhamma, understand that? If you have karmic obstruction, it will really block you. Yeah. So this one is not only while working, while seeking spiritual truth, understand that? Seeking the spiritual path, that one can also be an activity obstacle. That's why the first day, remember, when we chant the evening chanting, I think, you remember? Ask for forgiveness from the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then later on, I chant for you also the first night. Remember? Kayena wacha chitena ama bante. But the Buddha teach one is that time, only ask for forgiveness from the cultivator of the way, means the disciple of the Buddha, then the Buddha and the triple gem. So his one is only that one. But the general asking for forgiveness one, I give it to you all under the Bodhisattva vow, the yellow card, understand? From all beings, whomsoever from the distant path, that one I added in. So here, when it comes to activity obstacle, there can be many other causes and conditions behind it. So if you don't take care of karma, the danger is if you do wrong thing, don't have an open mind, then cause people to lose their way or what. Then in future, when you come, when you search for truth, that same karmic obstruction will surface. Somehow people will like fall cold water and distract you, because this is what you did to people. You reap what you sow. So all this is what karmic obstruction is all about. Of course, the third one is the most common affliction, karmic obstacle. Understand? This one is payback time. Understand not? Pay back your debt and all those things. Like the Buddha said, we are all born of karma, heir to your karma, condition is supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. Why? It's because of that you are karmically conditioned out into a form of mind, have a conscience trapped inside, that's why you can experience the affliction, the karmic, what they call friction. So karmic friction is based on law of karma, that nature's law. So when you have all this understanding, you will take care. Every of these karmic obstruction is very real. So unless you understand this and take care of karma and not to repeat all this, then you will know how to come in a very beautiful way. Yeah, you choose to come. You no more have to come. Have to come is karma decide. Choose to come is you can choose. So all this obstacle, if it's not there, then you are beautiful. Understand? You come to this existential world with understanding, with good inheritance. Not only from whatever you're supposed to inherit, but your karmic nature and your spiritual nature. So this is the totality of understanding that you must develop, okay? If you want to go the Bodhisattva way, so that you have this ability.